The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, hello there, listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's time to get the week started, however, though. It is the 4th of March, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Now, we all remember Microsoft's Band Fitness Tracker. Yeah, remember that thing? Of course, they discontinued that a couple of years ago. However, though, if you still had one, well, you were still able to use it somewhat. You were actually able to synchronize all of your data. However, though, that fun's about to come to an end. Microsoft has now officially announced it is closing down the Microsoft Band apps and the Microsoft Health Dashboard website. So when is the approaching doom? Well, apparently it's going to be May 31st. Yes, of this year. That's when the Android, iOS, and even Windows Phone apps, yeah, remember those things? They'll be completely gone from those app stores. And after that, of course, the services will be all terminated. Now, yeah, you're gonna have some time, again, till May 31st, to export all of your data. And believe it or not, some band owners out there will be eligible for a refund of up to $175. You're gonna have to contact Microsoft regarding that, however. We all know how much fun it is to contact Microsoft support. Well, another piece of hardware that's seeing its doom. Sony has officially said the PS Vita, bye-bye. Yes, according to Sony, they have completely ended production for the handheld gaming console. So whatever's out there and left, that's it. Actually, I don't know what took so long. I mean, this thing was made back in 2011. It never really did catch on. Now, if you're still hoping, yeah, maybe there'll be a Vita 2. No, there won't. Sony has said they have no plans to release a successor once this one dies out. Well, now that we've taken you to the dark side when it comes to hardware, you might be feeling that way, and maybe you want to chat about it through Messenger in the dark. Yes, apparently Facebook's completely overhauled its Messenger app, and it now has a dark mode. Really? Where? Well, there's kind of a little hack for it right now. I mean, not really, but kind of. It isn't exactly front and center. You've actually got to send a little crescent moon to somebody. You actually have to send somebody a crescent moon emoji. Once you do that, a whole bunch of moons appear on the chat window, and then you're going to get a prompt to activate the mode in settings. After that, you'll go to your page profile in the app. Then it will present you with an option to turn on or off the mode. The only downside of this, however, though, not everybody has it yet. Yeah, apparently there's been a lot of people sending out these little crescent moons and they haven't got the option. And according to Facebook, it is slowly rolling out. Just some people have it and some people don't. So it's up to you if you want to try it out or not and then have to explain to your friends, why the hell did you send me a moon? If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, please. We need the news, as you can tell by today's show. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Send those stories on over, please. Check us out at our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by those lovely people over there at TSO Host. Yep, they're the ones that keep the BTN network up and running and so smooth, too. We love them. We think you'll love them, too. Why don't you check them out, TSOHost.com. Get yourself some fine web hosting today. Also, see us on Facebook and Instagram. British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Monday. Just pretend you're working. Yeah. Have a great one. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.